Washington, Congress is back, and the clock is ticking. Funding for the federal government runs out at month's end, and if Congress doesn't act, all but essential services will halt. To prevent a shutdown, bipartisanship will be required. The good news is that talks might be in the offing, but stay tuned. A host of other issues, from the Jeffrey Epstein files to tariffs and Gaza, are also roiling Capitol Hill. But the big news on Tuesday was a federal judge's ruling that President Donald Trump's military deployment to Los Angeles violated the Posse Comitatus Act of 1878. In our lead story today, the Monitor's Henry Gass and Story Hinckley lay out what this means for the president's plans to deploy troops to other cities. It's Wednesday, September 3rd. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning, I'm Linda Feldman. First, our curation of news briefs from staff writers and wire services. Many of these are developing stories. Find the latest updates at csmonitor.com/newsbriefs. President Donald Trump's use of the National Guard in Los Angeles during immigration protests was illegal, a federal judge ruled. He said the deployment breached the ban on using the military to enforce domestic laws, but did not order all troops withdrawn. In response to a California lawsuit, Trump administration lawyers countered that the troops were protecting federal officers, not enforcing laws. Congo's former justice minister has been sentenced to 3 years in prison for embezzling $19 million in public funds meant to build a prison. Constant Mutamba, who was appointed justice minister in 2024 and resigned in June over the case, pleaded not guilty. The conviction is viewed as a key test of the government's promised crackdown on entrenched corruption, which has stifled the country's development. OpenAI and Meta say they are adding new safety controls to their chatbots to better protect teens. OpenAI, maker of ChatGPT, announced features launching this fall that allow parents to link accounts, disable certain functions, and receive alerts if the system detects acute distress. The move comes a week after the parents of a 16-year-old in California sued OpenAI and its CEO, Sam Altman, alleging ChatGPT encouraged their son's suicide. Now, today's Monitor stories. As always, you can go to csmonitor.com for our latest news. When President Donald Trump sent the National Guard and Marines to Los Angeles, he violated a law prohibiting the use of military personnel for domestic law enforcement activities, a judge ruled Tuesday. The ruling could serve as a guide for how courts interpret National Guard deployments in other states. Henry Gass and Story Hinckley report for The Monitor. Hispanic voters swung hard to Donald Trump last fall, helping him secure the White House. Were those gains an anomaly or the beginning of a more permanent partisan realignment? The New Jersey governor's race this year will provide an early test in a state whose population is one-fifth Hispanic. Cameron Joseph reports from West New York, New Jersey for The Monitor. Some Gazans became globally popular for their Instagram accounts, showing the creative ways Palestinians cooked and ate in a time of war. But as hunger spread, the story they were sharing began to change. Khada Abdul Fattah reports from Deir al-Balah for The Monitor. A new sculpture exhibition under Boston's Tobin Bridge, the demarcation point between Charlestown and the Navy Yard, was designed to revitalize Massachusetts' oldest neighborhood. Public art offers a chance for everyone to enjoy, as witnessed by the children clambering all over the octopus and residents enjoying coffee with a bronze hippo. Hannah Gurka reports from Boston for The Monitor. In our progress roundup, phone communications, both basic and advanced, are enabling new benefits. In New York State, incarcerated people can make calls for free, facilitating better connections to family and friends. And mobile money services developed in Kenya are now shown to help people accumulate savings. Cameron Pugh reports for The Monitor. Now, commentary from The Monitor's editorial board on the recent school shooting in Minnesota. Last week's tragic school shooting at Annunciation Catholic School in Minneapolis saw hundreds of Minnesotans coming together to support the affected individuals and families and each other. They did this through small acts of commemoration and kindness, such as candles, flowers, and thanks to teachers and emergency responders. They also gathered in larger groups, in parks and places of worship, seeking to heal the heartbreak and find ways to prevent a recurrence of the violence that killed two children August 27th. 18 other children and three adults were wounded in the attack during a mass to kick off the school year. At a Sunday service at Annunciation Church, the Reverend Dennis Zarin urged parishioners to cling to their faith amid darkness and grieving until a little light starts to dawn. That, he says, is what we wait for, what we welcome. Since the shooting, however, a political firestorm has ensued in the wake of comments by those impatient for greater action on gun control. These are kids that should be learning with their friends, a visibly shaken Minneapolis mayor, Jacob Frey, told the press after the shooting. They should be able to go to school or church in peace without the fear or risk of violence. Don't just say this is about thoughts and prayers right now. These kids were literally praying, he said. The political right is now accusing the left of diminishing and disrespecting religious practice. The left contends thoughts and prayers is a platitude to disguise inaction on weapons access and use. Yet the dispute sets up a false dichotomy between political activism and the notion of prayer as passive acceptance. It would obscure the fact that a substantial portion of Americans rely on prayer for comfort and practical spiritual action. According to the 2025 Pew Religious Landscape Study, prayer is a part of life for more than 60% of Americans, with 44% saying they pray daily. I believe prayer works because it changes us, the Reverend Shannon Johnson Kirshner of Central Presbyterian Church in Atlanta told CNN last week. Prayer gives us the vision to see everyone as God's beloved, she said. And then it motivates us into acting that out in the way we live our lives and use our resources. Father Zarin shared this prayer-rooted vision Sunday. There is no darkness that God can't bring life from. There's no sorrow that God can't spring joy from, he assured the congregation. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Today's Christian Science Spiritual Perspective contributor shares how understanding God as our true forever employer can bring about a profound career change. Find the full column at csmonitor.com/csperspective. Thanks to today's audio production team, Noel Flatt and Jingnan Peng.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor. Copyright 2025.